Yay, me, and yay, us. Today, I am 40. Today is my birthday. And it is my pleasure to do this podcast. I absolutely love these. I adore them. It's always a delight to talk and have someone listen who's interested. I've been fascinated with radio since I was 9 or 10 years old. So yes, I am 40 years old as of now, as of today. In fact, as I'm recording this, it's just about 2 a.m. in America, which was when I was born. I asked my mother, "Are you sure it was 2 a.m.?" She says, "I was there." I said, "Okay, all right. I was born 2 a.m. today, 40 years ago." It's been 40 years of days and 40 years of nights. And I couldn't ask for a better birthday. Here's why. I'm always talking about coding, and they have the coding forums where you go online and you do the Q&A discussion and you ask about the, well, okay. Several years ago, maybe we're pushing 2 or 3 years ago, I signed up on the forums. Stack Overflow is one, and then it's got a thing with Stack Exchange, which does other Q&As. And I signed up for Stack Overflow, the general computer code question site. And then I got into other forums. There's English Usage, which is questions for English professors. And then there's English Learning, which is ESL students and kids. You know, how do they use English? And I've got quite a good, reasonable beginner's level reputation. I'm not a super expert, but I've got some good reputation on both the English sites. And even more on the Bible site. And even more than that, on the general discussion site. A lot of people hate me because I ask why the emperor has no clothes, and they don't like the implication that the emperor has no clothes. So people don't like me on there, but I've got good reputation. But I never got any good reputation on the general coding site that got me started in the first place. Well, this week I finally earned my stripes. It's probably the lowest reputation site I have. The one where they hate me the most because I ask questions and honestly, I kind of think that they tend to troll on the Stack Overflow site and on the Meta site. You go any place else, in the ELU, but you go any place else other than the ELU, Stack Overflow and the Meta, and people are friendly and they welcome questions, but it's a very different culture. I've just noticed that. I've got good rep on all of them. But I finally earned my stripes today. I mean, after 2 or 3 years of being on this site, the one that got me started, I got my reputation points everywhere else. But isn't that just how life goes? You know, the one thing that you've been working on from the beginning is the thing that people recognize you for least. I mean, that is just so normal. That is so normal. I'm sorry. I need to pop open this monster here. Another thing too, Pacific Daily Times, the newspaper thing that I've started is really starting to take off. And, I'm happy with that. It's got its own ad network and I'm meeting the right people that are interested in really going with it. And that's going to be fun. That's a great birthday party. I took a year to create my own advertising network. It's called badad.one. I created the whole thing. It took me a year. Well, no, I mean, it directly competes with Google. Well, kind of, in a roundabout way. It's not quite the same. No, it's monetizing blogs. It's got a WordPress plugin. You can drop it right in, ready to go. It's set. It's there. It's just, it hasn't gone because it does, you know, nobody wants in on something that everybody hasn't already gotten in on. Which I think goes back to the issue of buying high and selling low, but let's just put that all beside the point. Another thing, well, of course I did coding last week and of course I got major progress and I wrapped up a whole bunch of stuff and cleaned out the attic and I'm moving forward with computer code. I finished lesson 9 and I'm about ready to clean up and tidy up lesson 10. And then I only have a lesson 11 and 12 left, which will be a nice home stretch. And I can take nice, easy strides to finish as I focus on refining my Chinese speaking. And while I get more into vlogging. So I think these last 30 days have been a serious self-challenge bodybuilding push that I've been doing with my Taiwanese Instagram account. Going to the gym 5 days a week, they gifted me a free one-month membership. I was there 30 days. I was consistent. I never missed a day. I took pictures every day of their clock showing the time, proving that I was there, in a picture of me in the gym. I'll be in the middle of my routine and all of a sudden I'd run out back and come out with my phone. The other people are looking at me. Oh, yeah, there he goes. We're doing his selfie thing. No. It's picture time. I'm here to prove that I'm here because I'm on a 30-day challenge. And I got done and I was happy with the results. So by the time you're listening to this, I'll probably have my annual Instagram bodybuilding age picture thingy up. It usually was how old I was the day before my birthday, but I changed it this year. I did 39 a month before my birthday. I did the bodybuilding challenge, which is done now. I bought a membership. I'm going to continue, but I did the challenge and today I will be 40. So I'm very insistent that we get healthier with age. You know, about bodybuilding, I've always had the opinion that high school or not, well, I suppose high school too, but it's more college kids in the gym. I was there. I took weightlifting. I'd exercise in the gym at college, but I thought that there's a lot of people that were bulking up way too fast, way too young. Because what's going to happen is if you've got that much muscle bulk, you've got to be in the gym 2 hours a day to keep it. Otherwise, it'll turn into flab and you get what some people call man boobs. And then they graduate from college and then they start working and they don't go to the gym and they lose it all. And it's like, did you really think this through? Okay, you did something, but are you responsible with it? So I think now that I'm 40 and I've done my work in my life, and now I'm taking life in strides, I've got time to do the gym and do the bulking bodybuilding thing. You can do small bodybuilding thing. I always did muscle tone, a lot of calisthenics. But, he always did calisthenics and light body work with a small body. He got older and decided to bulk up. I do believe that was true. But, well, no, Usher's the gold standard because his six-pack abs were the most famous in the world at one time. And it was all calisthenics. He didn't go to the gym. So I did like a little advertisement promotion video. They gave me a free month and I talked about my time there, did a before and after. And I put that on my Taiwanese YouTube channel, which it's all in Chinese. So I Instagram, you wouldn't be interested in that, I suppose. You can follow Jesse L. Steele, Instagram. It's linked. I think it's on the YouTube channel. You can find me. It's there. I'm there. So it's been an absolutely amazing month. And spectacular stuff happened this last week. Like I say, my thrill is to do the work that I choose to do. I've got projects I'm working on, and the Christmas presents and birthday presents that I always want is that my hard labors produce something and go somewhere. That's really what I look forward to. So on my birthday, I'm working because I'm wrapping up all the projects, which I am thrilled are flourishing. That's my pleasure and my delight. I understand a lot of people might decide that they want to do recreation on their birthday. I've got some fun planned with a few different friends. Talked to some friends here in Taiwan last night. One of my buddies is getting into singing. I guess we'll talk about that in the Taiwan special. Over the next 30 days, I'm going to challenge myself to see if I can get my computer curriculum finished, the last two lessons in strides, and to see if I can get the five remaining, I think it's six remaining, Four Little Mice books out, to children's books. I've got to get the pictures drawn. I've got a good start on it. Lots to do. They're all written and I'm going to see what I can accomplish over the next 30 days. Love you. Taiwan special. See you tomorrow.